Grant DeSoto here for Mitchell Now and KMIT. We're in Aurora County, Plankinton for 4-H Achievement Days. I've got Paige with me, and Paige, you got some photographs display indoors. Tell me a little bit about what you like to do. Are they more action shots, landscape? Kind of what is your, what draws your eye?
I do a lot of animals and some landscape kind of stuff.
Gotcha. And this year, what do you have? What are your entries?
I have a goat, a sheep, and a picture of a cross.
In the past, have you done photography? And maybe what are some of the themes that you had in years past?
I do a lot of animal photography, and I've done, I think, about 4 or 5 years of photography.
And you're also doing some baking, correct?
Yeah.
How'd you get started in that?
Oh, my grandma likes to bake, so we have to do it every year.
What do you bake? I know bread is a common one. Is that what you have?
I normally do bread. I got some cake, a bread, some cookies, and some muffins.
And as far as preparing the baking, when do you get into the kitchen for a show like this? Do you like to have it done a couple days early and maybe let it kind of mature? Or is it something that you did just maybe early this morning or yesterday?
We did it just yesterday, but it just always depends on how busy you get and if the cookies can be frozen or not.
And you're also doing some sewing, correct? Is that also something that maybe your grandmother got you into?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of it, but I guess it makes grandma happy.
So as far as the sewing and the clothing you've got on display, what do you have in as far as entries?
I have 2 selected outfits and a chapstick holder and a jar opener thingy.
Paige, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.
That was Paige, and that is wrapping up our coverage here from Aurora County in Plankinton.